The Democracy Convention is being held in Madison, the same place where huge protests took place this spring against collective bargaining changes. The convention was planned before that and will be smaller in scale. The Democracy Convention is expected to draw 1,000 political activists from around the U.S., says co-chair Ben Mansky.
The reality is that on any number of issues, whether you're talking about education policy, environmental policy, economic policy, just go down the line, there are strong majorities in this country for specific policies. The vast majority of Americans think that we should raise taxes on the wealthy. The vast majority of Americans have thought that we should withdraw from Iraq and Afghanistan for many years now. But that agreement isn't translated into action.
Mansky says panels and workshops will discuss voting rights, access to education, and constitutional reform.
We were supposed to have constitutional amendments and actually new constitutions on a regular basis. That was the idea of the revolutionary generation of folks like Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Paine. But that has not happened, and so we're actually living within a system in which the courts have decided what our constitution means. Sometimes that's been for better. Oftentimes it's been for the worse.
Mansky cites the Citizens United case as an example of the latter. It gives corporations the same free speech rights as individuals in political elections. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.